BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, this is Scott in for Chris for this week. Morning to Stu Nicholson, who's just poured an all-nighter to finish his uni work before his holiday to Prague.
Yes.
He's off there in 2 hours. You'll have a lovely time. What a really squeaky chair. Chris can recommend a really good steak restaurant there.
I can.
Only he can't say the name of it.
No.
But it's unique. Look it up. Nikki Smithers, good morning. That sounds like someone off of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Looking forward to driving to work with us today. Hi, you're on Twitter. And Claire Adams on Twitter as well, a few early people. It's all the lads this week. Chris is here. And the part of the one that doesn't speak this week is played by Matt Fincham. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
He speaks.
Am I allowed to or not?
I don't really know. We haven't discussed
this yet.
What's
the rules with this?
I don't know. We'll just make it up. So I went to V Festival yesterday.
How was it?
It was really good, but the hottest place on earth.
Yeah.
At one point, I had to call my friend Liz down by pouring my bottled water down her top. And she loved it.
You see, only you could get away with this.
I know. That is true, actually.
Yeah. Girls are happy for you to do this kind of thing for some reason.
Scott, I've never been so hot. Would you mind? I'm like, absolutely, my darling. So, poured them down. She was comfortable for a good half hour after that.
Did she pour over you, or...?
No. And also, I made the mistake, which I always do at festivals, of not going to the cash machine beforehand, and therefore waiting for an hour and a half to get some money out.
Yes.
In the sun. Well done, everyone. Why don't I just go before? I never think about it.
Did you go see some good bands, or...?
I ended up watching Tom Jones for a bit, but I got
really?
Bored, because I was like, I don't know this one. Look, just do It's Not Unusual, and if you don't mind, Sex Bomb,
yeah.
And I'll be off. I saw,
of course.
I saw a bit of Cher Lloyd.
Yeah, how did that go down? I heard stories.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you? When you're, that's not very nice. You know, she's a nice girl.
Yeah,
don't throw that.
It's not ideal when you're a performer.
Don't throw wee.
And that happens.
Who else did I see? I saw a bit of Ollie.
Yeah,
Murs, and The Killers.
Cool.
Really good. What are some people doing at cash machines, though? Because the queue is long. Just get in and get out. Like, are there some amazing features on there that I don't know about? Because people take ages.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I just put my pin in, shielding it, obviously, and then just get my cash, bosh, off.
Yes.
It takes probably about 30 seconds. Some people are putting their card in and out. Like, does it do something that I don't know about?
Yeah. What you're
is there extra? Are there extra facilities on there that I'm not realising? Because some people can be on there for a good 10 minutes.
You're saying it's a bit like those sort of it boxes that you get in pubs?
Yeah.
Doing little quizzes.
So what are you doing for that long?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Did you see that pink lady on The X Factor?
Oh,
the pink
yeah.
impersonator.
She's
oh.
incredible.
Incredible. But I ended up feeling a little bit sorry for her.
What?
Because all the judges were like, well, we didn't tell you to pick a pink song. We didn't tell you, like, someone in the production team must have said, go on, do pink, because that was what they had lined up in the CD player.
That's what I thought as well.
I thought it was a little bit unfair.
Yeah.
But brilliant TV.
I mean, what a strop.
What a strop. Like, they managed to outdo it every year.
Yeah.
Just when you think, well, what else could happen? Then that happens.
And I like that.
Quick
the
grab of the camera, she goes off.
Tore the scenery down as she went out.
I know.
Incredible.
Amazing. Right, so today is a very exciting show because we are going to be announcing who is at the Radio 1 Teen Awards this year. No word of a lie. Chris called me yesterday going, do you know what's going on the show tomorrow? I was like, yeah, yeah. I'm at this festival at the moment, so I'll...
I couldn't really hear you properly. This was the main problem with this.
And then the signal was like... it's like something about Teena Awards. Are you serious?
I'd never heard of these awards.
You thought it was awards for right, celebrating people called Teena?
Yes. And I've actually done a bit of research on the on sort of famous Teenas.
Okay, what, in preparation for
it? In preparation for the Teena Awards, which I thought were happening today.
What have you got?
Well, it's interesting, actually. I mean, if you go on Google and type in Teena...
There aren't that many famous ones, are there?
You know how it gives you a list of names?
Yeah.
Immediately when you type in on Google?
Yeah.
Top one's Teena Turner.
Right.
Then you get someone called Tina Fey. And then Tina
Whoa,
Barrett.
What? You don't know who Tina Fey is?
No.
Who was the next one?
Tina Barrett, who's of course from S Club.
Sure.
Know her.
You know the one from S Club, but you don't know who Tina Fey is.
I've never heard
Matt
of Tina
Fincham,
Fey.
Do you know this? He doesn't know any actresses at all.
No, this is upsetting.
Test him on an actress now. Any actress. Like a modern one.
Patrick Stewart.
That's a man.
That's a man, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, did actress.
Actress. Yeah, actress. That's clearly a man.
Letitia Dean.
No,
Matt,
definitely not.
Like someone Hollywood, not Sharon off EastEnders.
Who was the one that... Do you know I went to that random party and she was... Misha Barton.
Oh.
I've never heard of her.
Doesn't know who that is.
Mila Kunis.
I know Mila Kunis.
Yeah, only because she's fit. Pick one that's like not as fit as Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Okay, I've got
this
one.
This is actually really hard, you do it.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
In the biggest movie of the year.
That's right.
Fourth most famous Tina on Google, Tina Dahili.
Wow.
So I've got you some stats on Tina's and a bit of
Thank
info
you.
For you and...
Tina Dahili's got to be pleased with that.
Maybe someone should do the Tina Awards.
Yeah, well, we're not. We're doing Radio 1's Tina Awards, and we're going to start announcing who's on this morning at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Matt. Also, Matt's just made a cup of tea. This milk is totally on the turn.
Oh, no.
It's coffee, actually.
Okay.
Coffee. That's
always
a good sign.
Whatever it is, the milk is not right, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Might leave that one, thanks.
Oh, God.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Fazer on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He was our host on the Fun and Filth Cabaret on Thursday night in Edinburgh. Seems like a long time ago now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And he's coming in to see us again tomorrow. Hopefully he won't be buying us those drinks this time.
Oh.
It's a bit early. Bless him. I like it that he came out with us and stuff afterwards.
He was too much fun.
We like him a lot. All our guest hosts were good, though, last week. The videos are still online for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Thank you if you listen. Thank you if you watched on the red button and online last week. I've got a couple of my highlights. I think one of the best ones was Paloma Faith and her pizza song. So she reworked Picking Up the Pieces. This is her own idea. And this was on All the Nights Are Going Into One, Wednesday night.
Yes.
It was Wednesday night when she was the guest host. And me and Grimmy casually walked on with a couple of margaritas behind her and started handing them out to the crowd.
The crowd loved that bit.
Absolutely.
Now I'm waiting far too long for my margarita. I get a call to tell me all. The delivery boy had a phone. Perfect times, it's flawless.
That's been in my head all weekend.
Yeah, same.
And now I'm hungry all the time.
Also, Stushy came to see us on Thursday in Edinburgh. You can see the video of that. They did a song made up of those headlines from those amazing real-life story magazines that you see in newsagents. And they reworked Black Heart.
Daddy, please help, our car is haunted.
All actual headlines that we've got off the front of these magazines. Weird. All the videos online. We had such a good week. A surprise highlight was Barry Morgan and his World of Organs.
I think even that's playing it down. I think this was the greatest thing about last week.
You can't say it was the greatest thing about last week, because it you can't.
It was
we had
incredible.
Some amazing guests. Barry was just part of the experience. So just to fill you in, Barry is the number one celebrity organ salesman in South Australia. He's my Twitter avi at the moment, which is confusing a lot of people because I keep saying that this is my friend Chris.
Yeah, this is getting annoying as well now because all these people are going, oh, he sounds very different to...
somebody tweeted me yesterday going, well, that's ruined everything.
Yeah, brilliant.
Barry's got kind of frightful 70s hair, like all standing up, and a safari suit... last seen in about 1975, when people, as Becky said on Friday, did used to wear an outfit to go to the jungle.
Yeah.
Kind of khaki. Have a look at the video. You kind of need to see this, but here he is.
All right, yes, I'm Barry Morgan from Barry Morgan's World of Organs in Adelaide, Australia. And I'm travelling around the world sharing the joy of the organ and teaching my world-famous one-finger method.
It's just his face.
This is what's missing on the radio, obviously. Is it, throughout this, the faces he pulls are incredible.
Yeah. Every four bars, you get a different face. If you watch one thing when you get to work today, watch this. Mm. Barry Morgan. Look up Fun and Filth Cabaret videos at BBC Radio 1 online.
Makes me laugh. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We've got a brilliant lineup for the Teen Awards this year. I know it already. You'll find out what it is in 1 hour from now. Radio 1 Teen Awards. The announcement just after 8 o'clock. How hot was it last night?
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Do you do that thing where you, like, put one leg off the bed to try and get cool and that doesn't work? No? Just me? Anyone else?
I think it's just you.
Oh, no, someone else does. And I was just, like, pressing my face up against the fan, which was just blowing hot air around, like, please cool me down. And yeah. Then I had that really annoying thing of, like, got to be up in 5 hours. Now it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Now it's 3 hours. Good morning if you're just waking up. It's 7.13 on Radio 1. Got some Dear Scots coming up from the posh Radio 4 lady, who I thought was amazing on her Edinburgh performance last week. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott. You right, Chris?
Good, yeah.
It's 7.15 on Monday morning, and we're in for Chris Moyles this week.
Do you know my mate Sir Dosser?
Oh, I love him.
My mate Ollie Butler.
Regular listeners to this show will know him as the man that made this track. Fish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not banter. Fish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not banter. Now, he's one of your lads.
Now, he's one of my... I love Matt's face.
Matt Fincher is like, is this a serious song?
Yeah.
You've never heard that before, have you, Matt?
No.
But it's all about a song... it's a song all about our holiday to Prague.
Where they had beer, not Fanta.
Yeah, and he wrote a song about
it. And they boshed beer and banter.
Yes.
And some of our listeners in the afternoon, they made it into remixes.
Yeah.
It all went off. Fish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Where's the new material from Sir Dosser? We've not heard from him for a while.
Well, yeah, he's struggling a little bit. And if I'm honest, it's all sort of dried up since he got a girlfriend.
I love it that he's got a girlfriend now.
But it's very unlike him. He's having to change a lot of his life now.
Is he not coming out with the lads as much?
No, he's not so much. At the weekend, he went to go see Lion King.
Now, that is not like him.
Which is very unlike him. And we convinced him, because he's never been to the theatre before, that he has to wear a shirt and tie. It was boiling hot.
So, oh, love him.
And
it's like, I met his girlfriend recently, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did, yeah.
She's a lovely girl, but he doesn't know what to do.
No.
He's like, he's not... Is this his first girlfriend?
I think it's his, like, first proper girlfriend.
And he really likes her, which is really cute.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know what to do. So you, the lad, told him that he needed to wear a shirt and tie because he was going to the theatre.
Yeah, and this was...
And he did.
Yeah, this was Saturday night.
What was he saying?
I mean, he was texting me, going, mate, it's so hot in here. So hot in here. And he kept going, oh, I can't wait to half-time. He kept calling it half-time to go get a drink or something.
And did he enjoy The Lion King?
He says he did. But
right. It's really not him, is it?
It's not. He's always gone, Starkey, I'm never going to sell out, mate. I'm never going to sell out.
What's that mean?
Well, it just... In his terms, I think this whole girlfriend thing... Not that it's a bad thing, but it is a little bit different to his old lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. Tell me that thing about when he went on holiday with you lot. Lying there. Right, this is another brilliant thing I love about Sir Dosser. So he's on a sunbed, right?
Well, he says that tanning is selling out.
Right.
He's not a fan of tanning.
What, so you're all just lying there, maybe you've like got some music on your headphones, getting a few rays.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not doing this.
No, I'm not doing it, man.
It's a sellout.
I'm British, I'm not going to sell out.
Is that a sellout?
I don't know. Okay. He's one of the most fascinating characters in my life.
I think I love him. I like it though when people do things, like when they get a new partner and they do stuff that they would absolutely never do in a million years before.
Yeah.
Just to please their new partner.
He's running out of ideas of things to do with it, though. So if anyone's got any...
Has he done picnic yet?
He's been to the zoo.
Right.
I just can't imagine him doing all these things.
I love it.
I wish I could follow him around.
So you're saying he needs new date ideas?
New ideas for dates, please.
Right, we've got Foo Fighters coming up. And also we'll do new track by Tulisa. David Guetta's new track we're going to play is my new big thing. That's coming up in the next half hour, just after 7:30. Why do the lights keep going on and off in here? Like some kind of disco. What's happening?
Well, it's weird, because the controls for them are on the other side of the studio, so unless this place is haunted, I can't really see why.
If you ever watch the stuff when we stream online, you'll notice there's some quite fancy little kind of fairy lights. They're probably more expensive than fairy light. Well, actually, they're probably not. But they're right round the side of the... of the studio, so that when you watch Reggie doing the top 10 videos on the chart, or when you watch someone famous come in, it just looks a bit cooler. But I don't think we've spent that much money on these, and they're starting to, like, go crazy. They've got a mind of their own.
Yeah.
It used to be, there's this quite cool control. It's like you can make them go blue, make them go red, make them go yellow, and now they're just doing it all by themselves, and it's doing my head in. It's just too early for flashing lights.
It's a bit weird.
Do you know what I mean?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So I've just been hearing that Sadossa, who you'll know if you listen to my show regularly off of Bish Bash Bosh, is running out of ideas. He's got a new life since getting a new girlfriend and just doesn't know what to do. This is not him at all. He went to see the Lion King at the weekend. And you made him wear a shirt and tie because you told him that's what you do when you go to the theatre.
I love it. Because he's so naive, you can tell him these things and he'll believe you.
Next... he'll be taking her to, like, the Wanted gigs.
Yes.
And because she wants to go, all right, then I'll go. He doesn't want that at all.
He just needs date ideas. He needs things to do with her.
Mark in Ashford is saying art gallery.
Yes, good. I would like to see
that. What would you tell him to wear?
Cravat. He's got to wear something really arty, sort of Brian Badonde style.
Yeah, please do. Art gallery is next. Someone wants to know if he's been on a Lilo yet.
Oh, I've got a great video of him. I'll have to bring it in one day this week. But I videoed him once trying to mount a Lilo because he physically can't do it.
Some people can't do it.
He genuinely tries pushing down on this thing. He can't get onto it. And I've got this great video where he eventually gets on, turns round to me because he knows I'm filming, puts two hands in
does
the air,
does a victory
and falls
sign.
Off.
I've seen that and then falls off. All right, it's 7:26. Hope you're right this morning. This is Scott on BBC Radio 1. We've got some Dear Scott messages coming up, and we will announce the lineup for this year's Teen Awards just after 8 o'clock. It's big.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. Monday at 7:42. Feel a bit sick.
What's up?
Oh, we've just all drank some milk that is definitely not right in our coffee.
The second cup of coffee that came about.
Good luck, everyone. Right, we're going to do the top 10 in a minute. Whoa, it's really bad.
Well, you're struggling, aren't you?
I'm a little bit. I'll be fine, hang on.
Man up.
What do you mean man up? It's horrible.
Just coffee.
Really upset because I queued for an hour and a half at a cash point yesterday because I failed to get cash, that's it, not coffee. See, I can't get coffee out of my head now. I failed to get cash out of the machine, spent an hour and a half queuing at a V Festival, and I'd lost my really nice sunglasses now as well.
Have you?
I don't know where they've gone. You know the ones I really like?
Yeah.
I get attached to sunglasses. It's my thing. Like, some people have shoes. Some people, like, love clothes. I love sunglasses. And my best ones have gone.
Yeah. I've had something similar. On Friday night, I went out. And I went out, put the sunglasses on my shirt. You know how you do. And the next day, I've woken up. And I've woken up with different sunglasses to the ones I went out in.
Has someone swapped them?
Well, I'm not sure how I've actually gone about this.
Do you feel happy about the swap? Are they better than
the
other ones?
No, they're like fake versions of the ones I've got.
Right.
So I don't know if I've been part of like some kind of real hustle, elaborate scam.
So someone's taken the real ones and replaced them with ones that are fake but looks the same.
Yes.
I was just talking to Gary Pounder, who also was at a festival yesterday, might have been in the same one, and watching The Killers. Fell asleep earlier in the day, sunglasses gone. He took them off to go to sleep, had a little snooze, gone. Maybe it's like the same person and nicked mine.
It's like some notorious sunglasses thief or something.
Right, coming up, We're going to do the top 10 right now. You know Reggie Yates every Sunday plays you the songs you've been downloading and buying this week? And you can see the top 10 videos on the Radio 1 website from 6pm as he plays them on Radio 1. If you missed the top 10 last night, here's what you've been buying. Right, let's do this together.
Oh, really?
I've got a list of songs. You just guess.
How's that going to work?
Here we go. You go first.
10.
Whoa.
What is it?
It's Red Light. Lost in Music.
Lost in Your Love. Next.
9.
A new entry. Language. Porter Robinson just played it. What's next?
8.
Oh, I like this one. It's called Simply Amazing by... I'm not sure who.
Guess.
Trey Songz.
Correct.
Yes.
7.
Florence and the Machine, Spectrum. I can't wait for the next one.
6.
I have never heard this song before.
You've never heard that song.
What is that? Is that a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's a good song. It's because of the Olympics, I think.
I've never heard of that song before.
A new entry for Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
5. We'll be coming back.
Calvin, an example, we'll be coming back. What's next?
4.
Oh, Elbow. Day Like This.
Correct.
Is that right? Yes.
Olympics.
3.
Read All About It, Part 3, Olympics. New entry, Emily Sandé.
2.
Tune, easy. Wiley, Heatwave.
Featuring who, though?
Oh, who knows?
Miss D. Yes, Matt Fincham. Everyone knows that Miss D's on that. So, Rita Ora's number one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's 10 to 8. Coming up, we'll announce who's going to be on at the Teen Awards. We'll announce the host. We'll announce the lineup just after 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening, it's good. And now some Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 Lady. What are you saying this week?
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky and TOTDS. Regarding the comments on Chris looking like Hugh Grant. While flicking through the TV on Sunday the 12th of August, I came across a film called 9 Months. Just had to look it up on IMDb. I noticed that Chris does indeed look like an early mid Hugh Grant. Love you lots. Lyndon Rhodes, age 26 and a half, from Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah, we've discussed this before. You're not Hugh Grant now. You're about a boy, Hugh Grant.
And with different hair.
Yeah. This is what a lot of people are saying after watching the Fun and Filth videos, which are still online from Edinburgh from last week. You're early Hugh Grant.
Personally, I don't see it. But I can't argue with people.
Well, I don't think I look like Ellen DeGeneres, but everyone says I do.
You do. You actually do.
Is that the first time you've heard that, Matt Fincham? Right, well, do it. Okay, look at my face, look at my face, look at my face, look at my face, look at my face.
Yeah.
Am I Ellen DeGeneres?
Ooh, the pout is similar.
Right. Mm. Well, I don't care, I've got a hot girlfriend. Next.
Just watched Chris attempting to eat chicken nuggets. I can't breathe. Doesn't he like chicken nuggets? I could eat 6 in 30 seconds. Michelle, working in Gloucestershire.
This was last week when we had a little chicken nugget eating contest live on stage at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, and you did manage 6.
I failed badly.
But it's one of those things where when you're watching, you go, oh, I could do that. And then when it comes down to it, you couldn't. You weren't allowed any sauces, you weren't allowed to have any drinks.
Yeah, and the mistake I made, I tried to shove them all in my mouth at once.
Yeah.
And they sort of all just congealed into it. I mean, I feel like I need to apologise.
I don't need to apologise.
I'm going to redo it in my own time.
Right.
And I'll film it or something. And
if you want to see the video of that, it was quite incredible. Scouting for Girls were singing while Mark Wright and Emily Atack looked on and Chris failed the Nuggets challenge.
I'm really sorry.
We're in work, but we're getting texts that you're trying to beat the Chicken Nugget Challenge we set last year on Children in Need. Jordan is outraged. Check out his YouTube video.
Oh, what's this? Hang on, I've got it here. They've sent me a link. So this is a guy who, yes, tried the same thing last year. And they think you're just stealing their idea. They did it for Children in Need last year.
Right, okay.
Well, he failed anyway, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
There's not even any slight competition.
Hi, Scott. I heard that you were having Pith the Magic Dragon at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, and I just wanted to let you know that Pith is a really bad swear word in Albanian. Hope the cabaret goes okay. Brad, 25, off of Really in Essex.
Thanks. I don't even know how you know that, unless you're in Albania. Maybe you are. Mm. And I don't even want to know what that means. For us, it was just a man dressed as a dragon with a dog performing magic tricks dressed as a dragon. Look at the video.
Hi, Scott. I'd really appreciate it if you could give my daughter Immy a shout-out on your show today.
Hi, Amy.
She's just missed her grades to get into uni and is being very brave. Braver than me. She's addicted to your show and is recording all the Fun and Filth cabarets on the red button. We're watching one at the Mo and she just explained to me about the hot dog incident. Huge thanks, Carrie, Immy's mum, who, even though I'm 48 and not the demographic for your show, really enjoys it when Immy makes me listen to the Scott Mills Daily. And her sister, Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Mum, and hi, Amy. It's all going to be fine, you know that. What was the hot dog incident?
I'm just trying to think myself.
So much happened last week. I'm like, what is that?
I'm a bit worried.
So am I. Is there something we don't know?
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak.
Hi.
I have recently discovered that much like Chris's friend who cannot get onto a Lilo, I cannot get out of a swimming pool. I spent a large part of my holiday struggling to get out of the pool and having to resort to rolling out in my stomach. Anyway, keep up the good work. Love you, bye. Sarah, 15, off of Newcastle. Smiley.
It has to be said, to attempt the smooth pull-out and up on the swimming pool side, you have to have killer abs.
It's not an easy thing getting on a line. I know we joke.
It's not.
But it is a challenge.
But pulling yourself out of the pool, also hard to make it look cool.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Did Scott just say he had a girlfriend? That confuses me. That's from someone in Liverpool. No, I'm Ellen DeGeneres, remember? She's got a hot girlfriend. Get me? Anything else you want to say? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do this.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
So, the Teen Awards are back. Last year, thousands of screaming Radio 1 listeners, deafening Radio 1 listeners, saw Pixie Lott, One Direction, Jason Derulo, Joe Jonas, and Ed Sheeran at the Teen Awards. This year, they are back, and they are bigger than ever. So the date is Sunday the 7th of October, and the Teen Awards return to Wembley Arena in London. And here's your host, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. Oh, thanks for that rubbish clap, Fincham. Thanks. Hi, Scott.
I was going to give you a drone, like... And here's your host. Wait.
Gary Pounder.
Nick Grimshaw. Is that better for you?
That was... I'd like a drone, actually, yeah. Hi, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good. It feels like a couple of days since I saw you. Like...
Feels weird being in Radio 1, doesn't it, now? Yeah. After having our week in Edinburgh.
You know,
after
you
we eloped for a week.
You go on holiday for a while and you're like, oh, I don't know how to do my job.
Yeah.
I was like that this morning. I was like, oh, what do these buttons do?
Yeah, I feel like that most nights. Especially when Matt Fincham's producing. Yeah. It's a unique brand of... of relax that comes with working with Finchie.
We're pleased to know that he's quite good in the mornings.
Is he?
Yeah, which is just as well.
Okay, good.
Because you're on in a
That's happening
weeks.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah, it's on, yeah. I like that you keep forgetting.
Yeah, that's happening really soon.
Yeah.
We should probably have a meeting about that. People keep saying what's happening. I'm like, I don't know, songs and stuff. I don't know. Probably get some guests on.
So, Nick,
yeah,
short.
Teen Awards, proper exciting. Really, really looking forward to it. Like you said, last year was super fun at Wembley. And last year felt even bigger than it had ever been before. And I think this year, it could even go bigger than that. I guess it's not going to go downhill, is it? And I hope not, anyway.
I hope not.
But no, it's really fun. I loved it. I did it last year with Molly off of the Saturdays. And this year, my co-presenter is Gary Pounder.
It's not.
No, it's not, actually, no. I mean, I'm trying to get him on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we can get him in a nice little glamorous sidekick
There's
dress.
Still
I don't know.
Talks underway.
Yeah, we're talking to his manager and stuff.
So you're hosting the event. We've got live performances.
Yep.
Biggest artists on the planet,
yes.
I can confidently say.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
We are going to announce some of the lineup on this show in minutes. Now, during the Teen Awards show, we will be awarding your favourite celebrities from the world of entertainment, sport and music. And we'll also be recognising teens who've made a difference all over the UK. If you want to know more, all the details of the event are going up this morning on the Radio 1 website. Should we play Ed Sheeran, who performed at last year's Teen Awards?
Yeah,
and then
like
should
that.
Then should we announce one of the acts?
I think we should.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Scott Mills.
So you've been confirmed as the host.
Yes,
when did
that's
you
happening.
Find out?
I found out other week? I don't know.
Oh,
why?
Okay. I thought it might be a last minute thing.
No, yeah, this morning they just rang me at 7 and were like, can you get in? No one else is around.
Okay, I'm going to now, we're going to announce the first act.
Yes.
Get ready.
Okay, the first act that we can announce will be playing at the Radio 1 Teen Awards are One Direction!
And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Morning.
All of One Direction.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm very good. How are you?
All right, thank you.
What's happening over there?
It's already happening.
Look at that. We're playing on the computer, sorry.
We're playing on the computer eating bacon sandwiches and drinking tea.
That's right now.
Drinking tea.
That's right now.
I saw Niall and Louis yesterday having a lovely time.
Yes, as were you, Scott.
I was having a great time. At the V Festival, but you're going to be playing the Radio 1 Teen Awards on Sunday the 7th of October, which you played last year, and that was one of your first gigs, I do believe.
It was indeed.
It was.
It was fun last year, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Do you remember what happened? Remember our entrance to the Teen Awards?
Fanning you on the...
On a chaise lounge.
Can you believe also it was almost exactly a year ago that we were all sat in the studio and we were about to play What Makes You Beautiful for the first time ever.
And I was stood in the exact same place, funnily enough. Yeah, he was
stood there. That's weird.
I think you were all kind of
That's so weird.
Can I just say as well, I've been listening to some other radio stations recently, and obviously they mention you a lot. I find the Australian approach quite interesting to One Direction at the moment.
What is it?
What's that?
Well, they were doing a full-on phone-in the other day, and the subject was, if you could arrest one member of One Direction, which one would it be? I just find that a bit odd.
That's a random question.
Arrest.
Yes.
Arrest.
Sure. Okay.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Who would you arrest, Scott Mills?
Who was it?
Arrest them.
I can't remember.
Who's getting fun out of that?
I don't know. Weird phone topic. So, Grimmy's hosting the event. Sunday the 7th of October, One Direction are going to be there. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just say headlining, sir?
Headlining.
Just headlining.
Headlining.
That's right.
Should we play What Makes You Beautiful?
Yes.
And then we'll talk about...
Shall we perform it for them?
Shall we?
Yeah.
I think we should.
We've
got me, you, Chris,
okay.
Finchie.
Right,
the Scott Mills Daily.
We have just announced that One Direction will be playing at the Teen Awards this year, and they are here with us live now. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
What are we doing now?
I don't know, really. We're just going to hang out. Do you have a busy day? Do you have to go?
I actually have no idea.
Okay, good. Prepared. Prepared. No, it's happening. So, One Direction are here in the studio. They're going to be headlining the Teen Awards, the first name and band that we've announced that are going to be playing at the Teen Awards. Going to be happening on the 7th of October. Is it?
Yes.
Yes, 7th
Wembley
of
Arena.
October. Wembley Arena. I'm going to be hosting it. As I did last year, and it's going to be fun. We need your help, actually, if you are listening right now. We're going to do this thing that we did for the last couple of years called the Teen Hero Award. We are looking for three outstanding people between the ages of 12 and 17 whose stories deserve recognition. So if there's someone that you know who's amazing, that the world should hear about, then you need to nominate them at Radio 1 website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, go on there.
Let's talk a little bit about last year's winners, who were Charlie, Alec and Pippa.
Yes.
Who all did like amazing things, totally selfless things for their community. And that's what we're looking for this year. We're looking for three outstanding people between the ages of 12 and 17 whose stories really deserve recognition.
Yeah, some might be a carer. They could have done something amazing for charity, raised a lot of money. Or if you just think that someone's done some good things and you think, oh, they're all right. They should have an award, but they're not a pop star or a movie star.
Yeah, because you don't normally get awards.
No, just for being you. No,
you don't.
No.
It's quite nice. So maybe it is a brother or a sister or just a really good mate of yours. You think, you know, they deserve something really special. You might know somebody that dedicates their time to others. It might be a friend or a relative who've acted courageously or been through just a really hard time lately. Or made a massive contribution to their community. If you know someone, what we need you to do is nominate them now. Say it, One Direction. Nominate them now.
Nominate them now.
Do it.
You have 2 weeks to do this.
You have two weeks to do this.
Do it.
Nominations close at 6 p.m.
Nominations close at 6 p.m.
On Monday, the 3rd of September.
On Monday, the 3rd of September.
Are you going to edit that up? That sounds weird, like a sentence.
Yeah. If you want to find out more, all the details and the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website for the Teen Hero Award. So do you actually know what you're doing for the rest of the day? You're just going to hang out here for a bit?
I want to sleep.
Where's Louis? I can't even see him.
He's not even there. He's not even attempting to be on a microphone this morning.
He's just on
the computer having his breakfast.
I was like, hang on a second, there is one missing. Oh, there he is. Okay, he just slumped on the desk.
I like that Louis' arrival just in it, lay on the couch. Make yourself at home.
I don't feel great. Because
Now, obviously, I've been told to say that you're not hanging around because then that would cause a big scrum.
No.
They are not hanging around.
We're going to hang around outside. We're going to stand
together. Everyone stand on Zed Radio 1 and ask
they're performing outside for free.
Everybody bring water guns and squirt Scott Mills.
Yes. I got squirted
everybody
yesterday.
Everybody bring water guns and
thank you, Harry.
You got squirted yesterday.
I was driving, yeah. Oh, God. I was driving through London and these two guys pulled up next to me at a traffic light and just squirted me in the face with a water pistol.
Yeah, I just bought some.
It was the weirdest thing.
These two grown men.
Were
you alone?
Clearly just go, yeah.
Oh no.
Did they know it was you?
Degraded afterwards.
Did you?
Squirted in the face.
Okay, so let's just do the teen hero thing again. So guys, obviously you know about this award. It's really important for us to recognise, you know, people in the community between 12 and 17 who've like done something really, really special. So that's what we're asking you to do. Nominate them right now. You've got 2 weeks to do it. Nominations close at 6 p.m. on Monday, the 3rd of September. It can be anyone. It can be a member of your family. It can be somebody that maybe cares for a member of your family or just a good mate. You think they've had a bit of a hard time lately.
And they get to come to the Teen Awards and win an award.
And see One Direction, who've just been added to the high headliners of the bill so far.
Yeah.
So far.
Scott definitely had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got some more artists coming up. We'll announce them just after 8:30. One Direction, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bye, One Direction. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye, Liam. And then they were gone. Wow, that was brief. You right there?
Yeah, am I meant to have gone as well?
Or no, you're fine. No, you can stay. You're the host.
Okay.
So, we've just announced that...
Fincham.
One Direction are the first act. What is going on with these lights in here? It's not a disco.
Put the big light on. It's our favourite.
Put the big light on. It's daylight. Come on. It's not like some late night radio show.
No, you're not an Annie Mac now. Come on.
One Direction. And we have more acts to announce at the Teen Awards after 8:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we all just take a Monday morning moment to relax after One Direction?
Mm.
That was intense, wasn't it?
I'm having One Direction's leftover bacon sandwiches.
Are you? Mm. See, you could have put that online.
And oh my god, I've not swallowed it yet. I could spit it out.
You're gonna sell a bacon sandwich.
I think I've damaged it.
Okay, even more. Heather, 14, from Birmingham, has been on en route to Cardiff, saying, "Yay, my favourite band in the whole entire universe, but I couldn't tell which one was which." Yeah, there was a lot. There was just a One Direction noise.
One noise. They've all learnt to speak in unison.
Yeah. Like, they've been together, like, for over a year now, and that's what happens with bands. They just get to... They get in tune with each other so much that it just becomes one noise. So, Nick Grimshaw.
Yes.
You are the host of the Teen Awards. You can go now. Your work's done for a while.
Am I done? I think I have to go and have a photo shoot with One Direction now.
Oh, good.
Which I'm not going to look nice in, am I?
Why not?
I don't want to stand next to Zayn Malik and Harry Styles, do I?
Why?
Well, handsome.
It's all fine.
I've been out a weekend.
Believe me, so have they.
They definitely
have.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited when I can go home.
Louis! Coming next, in 2 songs' time, I will tell you the next artist we're adding to the bill at the Teen Awards. Thanks, Grimmy.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So... Radio 1 Teen Awards are back. They are bigger than ever. Put this down in your diary. Sunday, 7th of October, Wembley Arena in London. Nick Grimshaw hosting the event. Live performances from some of the biggest artists right now. We've already told you that One Direction are going to be headlining. Here's the next act. Appearing at Radio 1's Teen Awards. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is going to be at the Teen Awards. She left us a message.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Swift. I just wanted to say I'm so excited about performing at Radio 1's Teen Awards on October 7th. I had so much fun last time. I can't wait to come back and see you guys. And I really, really want you to hear my new song. It's called We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. I'll see you so soon. I love you guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She's got more never, ever, ever, evers in there than the title would first suggest. Because if you were actually saying the title as she sung it, it is, we are never, never, ever, 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 ever getting back together. And that's a long title. Taylor Swift, that's going to do well, I think, with Reggie on the chart. And she is appearing at the Teen Awards. So we've got One Direction and Taylor Swift on the bill so far. And I've got even more names to announce after 9 o'clock. Busy today. Chris has been trying to keep this One Direction thing a secret and really... I mean, you've done it, but it was a struggle for you, wasn't it?
I did
it?
Brilliantly well, I thought.
Yeah. He was like, oh, what? He rang me yesterday. Oh, One Direction coming in tomorrow. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, how am I going to keep that quiet? But you managed, haven't you?
I
didn't put it on Twitter or anything, did you?
Yeah, kept it from the family.
Did really well, did you?
Didn't even tell them.
Yeah.
Good lad.
Well, because my little cousin asked, Chris, whenever One Direction come in, get their autographs, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they... Well, I didn't obviously tell her they were coming in today, but I nearly did.
Yeah. Also, nice to see that Chloe up from upstairs is here nice and early this morning. Chloe, you look lovely today.
And smells lovely.
So lovely. I don't know what... Would it have anything to do with... No, it can't.
It would just be a coincidence.
She's just down here looking busy. She's always here at this time. She's always here at 7.30 on a Monday morning. What are you on about? Right. Did anyone notice that Home Alone was on? At the weekend.
Was it?
Like, stop that.
In this heat?
Yeah, it's 32 degrees. Yesterday, at V Festival, I felt like it was the hottest day on Earth. There was no air. There was no wind at all. I queued an hour and a half for a cash machine and poured some water over my friend's kumquats because she was so hot. Which cooled her down for a while.
Yeah.
Right, this is madness. Sarah's been on. Yesterday, she was in a supermarket and suddenly heard Justin Bieber's Christmas album being played out over the speakers. See, I love a Christmas song early, but I am saying that is too early.
Yes.
Oh, Chloe's actually here. You're in charge of when I play the first Christmas song. So I am saying, what did we do September last year? Should we wait? What did you say about Greg James?
Greg always tries to play it first.
Yeah, I know he always tries to play it first, but that's like, let's get it done. Maybe wait till it cools down a little bit.
Did you see that Cool Runnings was on the TV as well?
Was it?
Yeah. I think that was more an Olympic thing rather than the temperature thing.
Sure.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
When I first heard that the new David Guetta track was called She-Wolf, I was like, why is he covering Shakira?
A classic, though.
She-Wolf is a classic?
Yes. Great song.
It isn't a classic.
A brilliant song.
There's a She-Wolf in the closet, that
yeah.
one. That's
yeah.
not a classic, is it? Matt Fincham, is that a classic?
No,
absolutely
not.
Not
yet. Well, don't ask Fincham. I mean...
No. Not yet. It never will be.
It will be.
No. Whenever, wherever. Classic.
I disagree. I think She-Wolf's...
Hips don't lie.
It'll be like, hey,
yes.
Jude.
Yes, that's true. Beautiful liar.
She-Wolf will be like... yes. Next time the Olympics are around...
Not the original one, the remix.
Freemasons.
Yeah, Freemasons. Yeah. Not so much the original, the slow one.
She-Wolf is the new Hey Jude.
It's not. It's not. What are you on about?
No.
Anyway... Thankfully, it's good, but it's not. Thankfully, Guetta has pulled his finger out and done another song called She-Wolf that isn't Shakira. And it's almost, oh, I would say it's Titanium Part 2, really, because it's got Sia on it, and it's my big thing this week. This is it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's good, isn't it? David Guetta and She-Wolf, brackets, falling to pieces. Katie in Aylesbury says, thank God. I thought you said David Guest had done a cover of She-Wolf. Now that would be good. Laura, driving to work in Oxford, isn't convinced at the moment. Liked Titanium, but at the moment we'd rather hear She-Wolf by Shakira.
You've got it in the head now. Yeah, I've got.
You'll grow to love it.
I need to hear She-Wolf.
So, features Sia, who was on Titanium earlier in the year. He was at V Festival at the weekend. That is David Guetta, brand new single, She-Wolf, Falling to Pieces.
I think I might be in the video for this song as well. I know this is a bit, of a random one.
Hang on, why?
Do you remember a while ago I ended up in an art gallery where David Guetta was playing? It was like my one night of being a London It boy.
That's right. When you went out with Aidan Grimshaw.
Yeah.
Where you met up, you just saw him in a bar.
Yeah.
Ended up going to an art gallery with him.
Yeah.
This is Chris's one attempt at being a London It boy before we pop back down to O'Shaughnessy's again.
Yes. Right. Exactly. So I went to this art gallery and David Guetta was playing.
Right. Why are you DJing in the video?
Well, I remember the next day because I was trying to see if I'd been papped. Like, you know, like, see if I could find myself in the back of pictures where, like, because I noticed when, like, Misha Barton was leaving, I tried to get in the background of her pictures. So I could try being the newspaper.
What, did you do, like, rabbit ears at the back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just like, sort of making a prat of myself in the background. I also read that's where he was filming for his new video. So I assume this is the new song. So
yes, it is.
I'm thinking.
Do they have big signs everywhere saying you might be on if you're? Because they sometimes put signs up going, "You might be being filmed, so please be aware of that."
I don't really remember.
Okay,
but
excellent.
There was loads of cameras.
Yeah.
So I mean, look out for me when the video comes out because I might be in it.
Also, look out for me on the new Justin Bieber DVD. I only found out about this the other day. So I had to sign this form saying that I agreed to be in it. And I was like, I'm all over that, absolutely. I love Never Say Never. Me and Grimmy are the only two people that like that film. Have you seen it, Fincham?
No.
Well, you should, it's good. Mm. You're a fool.
I've seen it.
It's good. Well, you've seen it because I made you watch it.
You made me watch it on holiday,
good. The story of his rise to fame. Anyway, there's a new one out, and apparently I'm in it. And it comes from when I was in the live...
You're in a movie?
I'm in a movie, yeah. He was in the live lounge a couple of months ago. On his Game Boy, as always, ignoring everybody. And I walked through. I was just walking through to go to the loo. And someone goes, hey, Justin, do you remember Scott? Still on his Game Boy. Justin, Scott, do you remember Scott? Not even looking up, still on his Game Boy. Justin, do you remember Scott? Nothing. So I just go, and walk out. I'm not waiting for you to look up to say hello.
And that's your role in the new movie.
I think that's in there, me just walking out because I couldn't be bothered. Okay, we got two more acts to announce for Radio 1's Teen Awards in the next half hour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, I have another act to announce for Radio 1's Teen Awards in October on the 7th at Wembley Arena in London. That act is Connor Maynard.
Yeah.
Morning, Connor Maynard.
What is going on? How are you guys?
You all right?
I'm all good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So we've announced this morning. It's been a big day.
Yes.
One Direction.
Yes.
They were in earlier. They were lively.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised because I saw them at V Festival yesterday.
And, were you there as well?
I was there. I performed there. I got a chance to perform there. And I saw Niall actually. I spoke to Niall. He's like, yeah. Scott Mills is here. He said to me, be good because you've got an early morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie, I was dodging you all day.
Oh, were you? So, I was like, well, I wonder why I didn't see you.
But no, it was a lot of fun.
Also, Taylor Swift sent us a message via America, some kind of weird
pigeon.
Yeah, a satellite link up. And now here we are with you. So it's going to be 7th of October. We're really pleased you could do it.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, being asked to perform, especially when it's for an amazing cause, it just makes it that much better. So
yeah,
it should be cool.
So we are looking for three amazing people between the ages of 12 and 17. Obviously, all day on the Teen Awards, we will be awarding your favourite celebrities from the world of entertainment and music and sport, but also we'll be recognising teenagers who've made a difference.
Yes.
So I think this is a really an important part of the awards.
Definitely. I think it's the part of the award. I think that's, you know, it's the main part. I think, you know, I mean, I'm 19. I'm a teenager. teenager, and this morning I stubbed my toe and I only cried for 20 minutes. Wow. So I know there are teenagers out there that can do amazing things.
Yeah.
So no, I'm joking. There's teenagers can do much more amazing things than that. But I've even met some fans actually that, you know, I mean, they come up to me and they say, you know, your music helped me through a really hard time. And one of them actually travelled all the way from Holland to Liverpool to watch one of my shows. Yeah. And it was like, I found that like incredible. The fact that they, you know, they had such a strong connection to the music that they did something like that. And I think, you know, there's definitely some,
it's really nice,
amazing people out there. So yeah.
And the brilliant thing about last year at the awards is that people were cheering for the teen heroes as much as they were for people like One Direction.
Well, exactly.
It's a really amazing. Good feeling. Definitely. So maybe it is a member of your family. Maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe it could be someone that you know that maybe is a mate that you think has done brilliant things. Maybe you want to tell them that they're great because they're a carer looking after a poorly relative. Maybe they've just done something courageous or out of the ordinary or selfless. They have to be between 12 and 17 and they have to live in the UK, and you can nominate them. So if you've got somebody in your life that immediately springs to mind, you're thinking, actually, yeah, they could do with that award. We need you to nominate them now. You've got 2 weeks to do this, and the nominations close at 6 p.m. on Monday the 3rd of September. If you want to find out more about how to nominate someone, all the details and all the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. We're very pleased to have you
on the bill. That's between 12 and 17, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that counts me out then.
Yeah, you're off.
I paid my mum 50 quid to call up and nominate me, but
can you nominate me, please?
Now.
Yeah. Oh, you're 2 years too old. Yeah,
oh, no, that's the first time I've been too old for something.
I know. Right, Connor, we will see you on the 7th of October, and let's play your brand new track. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is my brand new track. It's featuring Neo. You know, when I was told I was going to be working with Neo from The Matrix, I was so excited. Then I realised it was actually Neo, the guy that writes songs.
You weren't disappointed?
No, I'm joking. I think it was an amazing experience for me to work with him. You know,
we were talking about this when you came in before.
Yeah.
How did it, like, he just found your stuff?
Like, it was kind of a nice little kind of, I suppose, completion to the album. You know, he kind of started off my music career. He found me online, posting up my covers, and he tried to sign me. It pretty much started off my career.
Yeah.
And obviously to work with him for my debut album was a really cool feeling.
It's not a bad start, that, is it?
No, it was kind of a good start,
it's all
actually.
Right.
I do tend to brag about it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it must be quite,
if I was
quite
you,
a good start.
I would talk about it more than you do.
Just bring it into every conversation you possibly could.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right, Connor, we'll see you soon. And if you want to introduce your track, please.
Yes, this is my brand new single, Turn Around, featuring Neo on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1 Teen Awards is happening again. Wembley Arena, 7th of October. This is an exciting morning. Really, really good lineup. I've got another one for you. The next artist to be added to the Teen Awards lineup in October, Little Mix! Hi, girls.
Hi.
Am I on speakerphone?
You're on speakerphone.
Okay, so what we'll do to avoid confusion is every time I ask a question, say your name and then the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited about being at the Radio 1 Teen Awards?
This is Jessie. We are so excited about being at the Teen Awards. We are really, really looking forward to it. So it's going to be good fun.
Less than a year after winning X Factor, you are on the Teen Awards. Wembley Arena, huge lineup, including One Direction, Taylor Swift, Connor Maynard. Who's next?
Hi, this is Jade. It's just absolutely amazing. We can't believe it's been a year. And yeah, we did Wembley for the final, so it'll be so nice going back there, especially performing with such a amazing act. We can't believe we're even invited. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, that's not a problem. I like it when you have to say your name first. It's quite like school. I quite like it. put your hand up. Did you watch X Factor on Saturday? It must be quite weird watching it now.
Hi, it's Leanne. No, we were all sitting down watching it together. I mean, it is really weird. Like, we kind of miss it in a way. Like, we kind of wish that we were kind of back on the show. But, we're just going to support an act the whole way through. Really excited. And yay!
Have you spoken to Talisa lately?
We've spoken to Talisa. We saw her at Party in the Park and Radio Air. So we keep in contact as much as we can, but I don't know, it's hard because she's really busy and we're really busy, but
talk to her as much as we can, so.
She still loves you.
Hello.
Hello. Is there anyone that hasn't spoken that's feeling left out?
Perry.
Hey!
Hi, Perry! Where are you at the moment?
We're just at the ITV studios waiting to do this morning.
Oh, who's on today? Who's presenting?
Who is presenting? I actually don't know. You've caught me off guard there.
It's got to be Ruth and Eamon.
I hope it's Ruth and Eamon.
Yeah, maybe. Don't know, we're just backstage now, got my hair and makeup done, ready to rock it out, so yeah.
Are you performing or are you making a cake or something?
I'd love to make a cake right now. No, we're performing.
Okay,
that'd
good.
That'd be good. Yay!
Yay, well, it's good to speak to you. I liked it that we did the names thing because it proves you're all there, because otherwise I would never have known any different.
Yeah.
And let's play Wings by Little Mix now. Thank you for doing the Teen Awards. We'll see you 7th of October.
See you there.
Love you, bye.
Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good to speak to Little Mix there. Ready to go on this morning later. And that was Wings. So, we've got quite a lot of the lineup for the Teen Awards, Wembley Arena, Sunday 7th of October. Lots of people have been on Twitter already going, how do I get tickets? That will all become clear on Radio 1 soon, and more acts to be announced as well. But this is what we've got so far. Conor Maynard. Little Mix. Taylor Swift. And One Direction. That's what makes you beautiful. And don't forget, if there is someone that you know is so amazing that the world should hear about them, your chance to nominate for a BBC Radio 1 Teen Hero Award. It could be someone that's done something good or out of the ordinary or selfless in the community or for a relative or a friend. They have to be between 12 and 17, and all the details to nominate are on the Radio 1 website. You've got a couple of weeks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What the? Oh, do you remember we did all the different versions of that song?
Yes.
We did a West Midlands version.
All day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night. What the?
I've forgotten about these.
Amazing.
Go on.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the...
And then we did a really... we did a really posh version of Charlie Simpson.
All day, all night. All day, all night. All day, all night. What the...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Grimmy's here, as he so often is.
Sorry.
No, I like
Am
it.
Am I always here for this?
I like it. You've okay. got to get used to the morning thing.
I know, I don't think I like it, actually.
Oh, he looks like he's struggling, I won't lie.
Thank you, Chris. I do feel a little bit sick.
Why?
Well, I had a few raspberry daiquiris last night.
That's all right.
And then I ate all of One Direction's leftover bacon sandwiches.
There was a lot of bacon left, wasn't
and
there?
And then me and Fern had a yoghurt.
Wow, you've been eating for two.
Yeah.
On her behalf.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Who watches Don't Tell the Bride?
Me.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like it.
I liked it so much, I recently did the best ever show.
Oh, I've not seen that yet. No, I think it's recorded at home.
Yeah. It's on BBC Three, and basically, if you did not... aware of Don't Tell the Bride, they give them money, a couple, to plan a wedding, but the bloke has to plan everything, down to the stag, which normally is quite good, and then the wedding dress, and then the reception and the actual wedding itself, and normally it goes wrong, which is lol. So there was one spotted by our listener Rose the other day. It was on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and the Welsh couple Ben and Sarah, and this word was said rather a lot.
A flesh and air.
Lush.
Oh, that's lush.
Proving that it's not just in Gavin and Stacey where they say, oh, that's lush.
Oh, that's lush.
So, in one episode of Don't Tell the Bride on BBC Three, how many times did they say the word lush? It's not just the lady, Sarah, everybody starts doing it.
Okay.
Hour-long episode.
Ooh.
Ooh. 32.
Nick Grimshaw says 32. Chris, my friend, says...
I'm going to go 40.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's a kidding?
So, here is Don't Tell the Bride. Lush.
Exactly the type I go for, messy and good looking. It's got lush eyes, lush smile.
Two.
He is lush. So all in all, lush.
Lush.
Sarah is trying on her very demure dream dress.
That's lush, isn't
it? Oh, that's lush.
That's lush, baby.
Oh, that's lush.
Oh. That's lush, isn't it? Look how cute they are.
I know, they're lush, isn't it? It may be lush, but for Sarah, it's just not lush enough.
Oh, it's lush.
Mmm, Beau's lush. One very lush princess.
Oh, babe, it's absolutely stunning. Better than last, lush.
Lush, isn't it?
If I could sum up this day in one word, it would be lush.
Lush!
Yeah. I'm saying 21 lushes. Oh. It's never as many as you think when you're watching it.
40. So,
it's nowhere near.
Yeah.
No points. If you said 21, give yourself 10.
Oh, what's a kidding?
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio